From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama and German Chancellor Angela Merkel will discuss the global economy, terrorism, transatlantic security, and many other issues during his two-day visit to Germany starting today. Before heading to Germany, Mr. Obama was in London for meetings with Prime Minister David Cameron, opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn, and to have lunch with Queen Elizabeth, who was celebrating her 90th birthday. President Obama also took part in a London town hall meeting with young people, where he spoke of the long relationship between the U.S. and the U.K.
The joint efforts and sacrifices of previous generations of Americans and Brits are a big part of why we've known decades of relative peace and prosperity in Europe, and that in turn has helped to spread peace and prosperity around the world.
Mr. Obama will cap his visit to Germany on Monday with a speech outlining his vision for future U.S.-European relations. North Korea confirmed today that it had conducted a submarine-launched ballistic missile test supervised by leader Kim Jong-un. South Korea says the test Saturday does not appear to have been a success. United Nations recently imposed a new set of stronger sanctions on North Korea in response to Pyongyang's fourth nuclear test in January and a ballistic missile test the following month. South Sudanese rebel leader Riek Machar's anticipated return to the capital Juba planned for Saturday was delayed after President Salva Kiir's government demanded its team inspect weapons that Machar would bring along. Machar's return is a key part of the peace process to form a transitional unity government following last year's accord to end South Sudan's conflict. This is VOA News. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu says his country's efforts to deter Syrians from entering Greece by sea have drastically cut daily migrant voyages from 6,000 in November to as few as 130 since early April. Davutoğlu spoke Saturday in a Turkish city near the Syrian border. Standing alongside German Chancellor Angela Merkel and European Council President Donald Tusk, Davutoğlu said the next step is to make this illegal refugee movement, he said, and to deal a blow to people traffickers. Tusk described Turkey as the best example for the whole world of how we should treat refugees. On Friday, Amnesty International urged the European delegation not to close their eyes to a catalog of human rights abuses faced by refugees in Turkey. The death toll from last week's earthquake in Ecuador has risen now to 646. 130 are still missing. President Rafael Correa said the April 16th quake, the worst in nearly seven decades, injured around 12,500 people. Miriam Valencia, who lost her home and now is living in a shelter tent, says she is cleaning everything to prevent any illnesses. She adds that she's concerned what will happen when the doctors and relief workers leave Ecuador. The United Nations has appealed for $72.7 million to provide aid to 350,000 people over the next 3 months, about half the number it estimates are needed to help. A solar-powered airplane known as the Solar Impulse 2 has reached the San Francisco Bay Area on the U.S. West Coast and performed a flyby over the Golden Gate Bridge, all of that happening Saturday, following a 56-hour flight across the Pacific Ocean, part of a journey around the world. Aircraft started its around-the-world journey in March of last year from Abu Dhabi. It's made stops in Oman, Myanmar, China, Japan. It's now on its ninth leg of the trip. Private ceremony for family and friends of the late American singer-songwriter Prince was held Saturday. It happened in his home state of Minnesota. Medical examiner still looking into what killed the 57-year-old musician who was found dead alone at home on Thursday. Police said there were no signs of trauma on his body and no reason to suspect suicide. Sales of Prince's music have soared since news broke of the performer's death. On the day he died, approximately 1.1 million songs downloaded.
That's the latest world news from VOA.